So the Stranger has the best journalism in town, is that right?
I think so. Journalism was never meant to be polite.
Mr. Lexi, what were you trying to accomplish there?
Well, first and foremost, it was about the voice of the fan, which nobody had talked about. You know, I looked and I researched, and I really can't find another. I couldn't find another instance of a case even remotely resembling this, where a fan, a season ticket holder, got to testify. So it was about being the voice of the fan.
What do you hope the judge comes up with?
Certainly, that the interest in the team, although specialized, is intense, as demonstrated certainly by the rally and by the efforts to save the team.
Could you reiterate your comments about the why you love this game? What you talked about the kind of the physicality of these players, and I think you referred to them as Greek gods.
Yeah, the size of them. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 6 foot two, 230 pounds, but I'm the size of a typical NFL middle linebacker. I'm big, but these guys are even more enormous, and they're faster. And like I said in the courtroom, you know, you can see their bodies because of the outfits. So you really get to see their muscles working in a way. So when you look back at these old photographs or these old images of Greek gods, it really focuses on the body. So, I mean, you look at LeBron James, you know, and certainly I'm being a little homoerotic, but that's great. I mean, you see Statue of David. I mean, serious abs.
Yeah, is it possible to talk about the like weight of just representing all of the fans of Seattle? I mean, big responsibility there.
You know, I've been representing the voice of Native America for 15 years, so this actually felt lighter. But, you know, it's a huge responsibility. I felt a lot of pressure, and certainly since it's been known I was testifying, and especially since the judge had allowed me to rule me that I could testify, I've gotten more emails in the last month than I have probably in my entire career, about half really supporting me and half pep-talking me and the other half sending me little quizzes to prove that I'm not the fan they are. So, you know, who was the assistant trainer to Frank Furtado in 1984? So,
I know that.
So the intensity of the response, whether it was supportive or whether it was challenging, has been amazing from fans.
And just how did you come to be that person? You know, was that contact early? Did they come after you early? And just how did that happen?
It was the articles in The Stranger. But certainly because of who I am and because of my seats in the arena, I'm a very visible figure. So anybody who follows the game at all has seen me sitting there. You know, because of my seats, I'm often on TV behind the visitors' bench. So I'm the most public Sonics fan probably through all the various generation of coaches and players for the last 12 years.
In terms of enforcing the lease, which is really what this is all about, what do you think you bring to this case?
That two more years are valuable.
Why are two more years so valuable?
Because, as I said, you know, at one point there, the PBC, even, you know, because of various reasons, never acknowledged that it might be the end and never gave us the official chance to say goodbye, never celebrated 41 years, never treated dedicated season ticket holders like previous ownership had. So part of it is simply also to give them a chance to be better.
Why do you think that's important?
You know, I sit behind me, season tickets. I mean, I didn't say this in the court because I didn't think they would let me, but behind me in my season tickets, the last game of the season, there was this husband and wife. They brought this drawing that their son had done when he was six. You know, he's 36 now. And they brought this drawing. They kept this drawing, and she brought it to the game and was holding it up. This is generational.
Drawing of what? Drawing of what?
Drawing of the Sonics playing. You know, a kid's drawing, and they had kept it for 30 years and had valued it so much that she brought it to the game.
You were saying this is generational?
Generational. It's generational. The love of the Sonics is generational. I mean, you know, I've met in the arena, I've met grandmothers sitting with their grandsons. Three generations of people sitting there. So, you know, that's why it's important to acknowledge that.
You brought up the diversity of that crowd.
Yes.
What did you mean?
Well, like I said, to be more blunt, there's a lot more black people in Key Arena during a basketball game than pretty much any other mainstream event in Seattle. And especially black youth. So, you know, I think it was important to note that, that in a city where black culture is not necessarily celebrated or acknowledged, professional basketball is at least one place where it is. And also the fact that, like I said, there are 78 players from 31 countries. It is a global game, and it's increasingly becoming a global game.
And it's made you feel at home here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way to feel less like a freak is to be in rooms filled with freaks. So that's what Key Arena is like. You know, I'm in a room with, you know, all these freaks from all over the world.
What would you say to fans in Oklahoma City who are hoping they'll be able to watch this team in Oklahoma City next year?
Oh, gosh. You know, that's one thing, you know. You know, number one, Clay Bennett is living my dream. Buying a basketball team? I'd love that. The excitement of having a new team coming in? I don't begrudge Oklahoma City their excitement or passion at all. So, you know, if they get the team, I'll say have fun. You know, remember the history, learn your history. You know, or, you know, part of me also thinks, you know, I know Bennett has offered it. Keep the jerseys here. Start over completely afresh. And don't pretend the team you have is the team that was.
How do you think the trial's going for the city?
You know, all I have to go by is blogs. You know, all I have to go by is journalism. All I have to go by is you know, people telling me what they've heard and seen. I just know at the very beginning of it, it's a really solid case for the city. And in terms of what happens in a courtroom, I have no expertise with that.
Mr. Bennett wants to buy his way out of the lease.